It's about 25 minutes past 6 o'clock. Reverend June Dolly Major has been in the news lately again. She is the Anglican priest who was raped by another priest last month. She successfully won a gag order, which was brought against her in March, which prohibited her from saying that man's name. And the court agreed that she is well within her rights to name her rapist. Her campaign, Say His Name, has been gaining momentum for a while, and she is starting this morning a trek on foot from Cape Town to Makanda, formerly Grahamstown, where the alleged rape took place. And she's doing this to raise awareness for her plight, something that she has been fighting for since 2002. Reverend June Dolly Major, thanks so much for joining us again here on Cape Talk. Good morning. I hope you are well. I hope you are prepared for this journey to hit the road by foot in almost more than 900 kilometers. Why would you do that?
Good morning, Lesden. Thank you for having me. It's 902.8 kilometers. It's a long trek. And I think I'm prepared. Why I do it? It's going to be a tough journey. I'm not a walker. I'm not that fit. And it's a painful journey. I know we're going to have the blisters. We're going to have the sore backs and the legs, etc. But isn't that the journey of a survivor? Mm. It's painful. There's good days. There's bad days. And so we're having this walk because, and Celestia Pirang is joining me, and she's a community activist from Alsace River. And we're doing this walk today is awareness, and the theme is Walk in My Shoes, the Shoes of a Rape Survivor. And it's today's awareness about the life of a survivor, what we go through every single day. It's not a once-off event that happens, and then that's it, life goes back to normal. It doesn't work like that at all, so that's why we're doing this walk, and of course also then to raise funds so that we can start an advice office for survivors and victims of all genders.
June, you've been involved in many campaigns, firstly to bring light to your rape in the Anglican Church. To get this to court, you faced your own court battle where there was a gag order placed on you. You won that court order just last month, saying that you can name your rapist. But at the same time, you've also staged sit-ins outside Bishop's Court. You've been on hunger strikes. This is a lot of secondary trauma that you are going through. And I would want to know, Why would you do this? Is it to continuously raise awareness about what happened to you? Continuously raise awareness within the church to get accountability?
Well, it's twofold. Number one, I've been asking my bishop for 17 years back already to have a tribunal, an internal investigation, and of course that never happened. And with my first hunger in 2016, I asked the Archbishop, and he promised me it would happen, but it never happened. So last year, I staged the second hunger strike for two reasons. Number one, to push for a tribunal, which happened eventually, and he gave his word. And last year, I was very adamant, I'm not going on his word only. I want it in writing via email, and then I would stop my hunger strike, which I did. But it's basically you have to go to such extremes as a survivor to actually find justice, to get and hold your rapist accountable. And so it's not about me, but it's about other survivors as well. We know that only 1 in 9 report, and we ask why. People say, why the silence? Why do you take so long to break the silence? We heard the crime stats that there was 10,006 reported rapes in a 3-month period. So that's just 1 in 9. So maybe there's over 80,000 in a 3-month period which did not report, and we ask why. And of the 10,006, that 1 in 9, only...
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait. Oh,
goodness. Reverend June Dolly Major, hopefully we'll get her back on the line. She undertakes her journey today, 902 kilometers from Cape Town to Makanda to raise awareness to her campaign, Say His Name. And it's something that we hope that you can contribute and you can support, whether it be materially or just morally. We'll post the details of that book on our website, Reverend June Dolly Major.